Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we have a show for Thanksgiving. We are going to be listening to some Broadway turkeys. We have turkey for Thanksgiving. Now, that doesn't mean these shows were all bad. Many of them had fabulous scores, maybe problematic books. Some of them, as in the case of Drat the Cat, which I think we're getting to either now or a little bit later, well, for some reason, the backers pulled the money after the first week, and that makes no sense. But on today's show, you are going to be hearing shows that ran for 10 performances or fewer on Broadway. Now, they might have been running in previews forever, but this was 10 performances or fewer.
And Michael found 168 of them. Some of them I heard of, some of them I never did, and some of them I actually saw. Or we saw them in London and somebody brought them to New York and they didn't succeed. But we're going to open with a musical that was based on a Pulitzer Prize winning novel and a very successful film, and it was called The Yearling. It opened on December 10th, 1965, and closed on December 11th, 1965, with a run of 3 performances. Barbara Streisand, who was picking material for her first album, recorded 4 of the songs from the score of The Yearling, and this is one of them. Why Did I Choose You? And this appeared on the Streisand album called My Name is Barbara.
Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet man who had a gem. Why did I want you? What could you offer me? A love to last a lifetime through. And when I
Our first turkey, the yearling, had that song, Why Did I Choose You? And you heard it sung by Barbara Streisand.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue had a problem, and that was its book writer and lyricist, Alan J. Lerner, who played with it, tinkered, and caused so much trouble that Leonard Bernstein didn't want anything to do with it when it made it to Broadway, and there was never a recording made. But some of the songs have shown up on different albums and shown up in the White House Cantata. And we have one of them that showed up on an individual's album. This is Sarah Brightman. Richie Pitts joined Sarah Brightman and the Stephen Hill Singers with Lud's Wedding from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
More than the way I used to love her before. She became my wife, but today she is. So don't call me early, 'cause I'll be busy beside her, waiting for her to wake and her eyes to open like dawn is breaking the whole world over for me today. 'Cause I can't believe that I heard her say she would honor, love, and obey till death do us. Pardon me if I catch my breath. When I knew my wife was the wife for me, we went out and sat by the willow tree, and I begged and pleaded, marry me, honey. And that is what she did.
Begged and pleaded, marry me, honey. And that is what she did.
Oh, how you pleaded, if you thought you needed to, you sure were wrong. You took too long, but I kept on praying one day I'd be safe.
Sixteen hundred Pennsylvania Avenue only ran for 7 performances after it opened on May 4th, 1976, because of the shambles of book. And that was Lud's Wedding, featuring Richie Pitts, Sarah Brightman, and the Stephen Hill Singers.
I saw one of those previews, Michael, and it didn't deserve to run, but it deserved to be heard, and that's so frustrating. Now, our next song was introduced by Patricia Rutledge, and it's been recorded by about 6 other people. We're going to use a recording that Julie Andrews made fairly late in her recording career, and it's a song called Take Care of This House, which in the show was sung by Dolly Madison.
Here in the shell of a house, this house that is struggling to be, filling the hole, coming straight through the wall, is hope staring down at me. But there's nothing there you can see. Sadness will flow down a cheek. Courage stand out like a tree. Joy, joy is as bright as a comet in flight. But hope isn't easy to see. It from harm. If bandits break in, sound the alarm. Care for this house, shine it by hand, and keep it so clean the glow can be seen all over the land. Be careful at night, check all the doors. If someone makes off with a dream, the dream will be yours. Take care of this house. Be always on call. For this house is the if someone makes off with a dream, the dream will be yours. Take care of this house. Be always on call. Care for this house. It's the hope of us all.
From the musical 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue by Bernstein and Lerner, you heard Julie Andrews with Take Care of This House.
Our next musical was called A Broadway Musical, and it opened and closed on the same date, December 21st, 1978. It featured a song that had been cut from another show that was a smash hit, and that was Applause. The song we're going to be listening to is called Smashing New York Times. Here we have it sung by Jason Graw.
Just some good reviews for for smashing New York Times. Terrific daily news. We do our shows. And what does it all mean? We're grateful when we get just swell Time magazine. The words we need are not from our lover, but words some stranger writes. Fond caresses from newspaper presses won't warm you on winter nights. So hold me close and whisper soft to me. Perfection, CBS, just lovely NBC. And as we part, these words I need the most. Come back soon, New York Times. I love you, New York are not from our lover, but words some stranger writes. Fond caresses from newspaper presses won't warm you on winter nights. So hold me close and whisper soft to me. Perfection, CBS, just lovely NBC. And as we part, these words I need the most. Come back soon, New York Times. I love you, New York Post. Day. Village Voice, Variety, Theater Week, Backstage, USA Today, New York Magazine, oh, Women's Wear Daily, Bergen County Record, Newark Star Ledger.
You heard Jason Graw with Smashing, New York Times, which appeared in the ill-fated A Broadway Musical.
That show played for one performance, and so did a musical called The Mooney Shapiro Songbook, which opened and closed on May 3, 1981. This was a show that Michael and I had seen in London when it was called simply Songbook, and we bought the original cast album to bring home. I can see why it didn't work. It was too British.
Not only too British, but the title that they gave it over here was bizarre. Mooney Shapiro Songbook. Who's Mooney Shapiro?
Well, Mooney Shapiro was a composer whose work the show supposedly
Yeah, I know that. You know that. But the average theater-going person wouldn't know it. And it was brilliantly written by Monty Norman. It's a whole, this composer's life done in musical snippets that go from the 40s through the psychedelic 70s. It's brilliant.
Well, we have a song from the Mooney Shapiro songbook, and it's called Bumpity Bump, and it's a sort of satire on those numbers that Gracie Fields used to sing during World War II. Here it's done by one of the five cast members from London, Gemma Craven.
Out my left hand, I put out my right. Surely you can bumbity-bum better than that, what? Right, my darlings out there in the stalls, and you up there in the ashtrays, I have a lovely treat for you tonight, because you are going to sing for me bumpity-bump. What are you going to sing? Bumpity-bump. Now, every time my friend the Colonel here flashes his torch, you will sing bumpity-bump. Have you all got that? Come along, Colonel, and give us a flash. A 1, 2, 3, 4, I meant ha! With a bumpity-bump, with a bumpity-bump, in the blackout. My heart went, with a
bumpity-bump,
with a
bumpity-bump,
in the blackout. I put out my left hand, I put out my right. I felt a bumpity-bump in a black.
Gemma Craven sang Bumpity Bump from the Mooney Shapiro Songbook.
The next show looks like it should have run on paper. It had everything going for it. The score was by Stephen Schwartz and Charles Strauss. It looked like it was going to be a big hit. In fact, the score is phenomenal. But the book was just so leaden that Rags could not do it. It's terrible and featured some incredible performances. We've played many things from Rags, which opened on August 21st, 1986, and closed after 4 performances. And we keep going back to 2 songs because they're just so wonderful. Here from the Schwartz and Strauss score is Julia McGinnis with Children of the Wind.
Hiding in the wheat field from the Cossacks and the screams. Flames are on the hillside, blood is in the streams. All the world is burning, that's the way that it seems. David, did they hurt you, darling? Show me where they hurt you, darling. Every night it fills my dreams. I see us running through the forest, and there's 40 miles to go. Sneaking past the border in the silent snow. Sleeping under haystacks, eating roots where they grow. Begging on the pier at Danzig. Well, we made it here from Danzig. What's another mile or so? We're children of the wind, blown across the earth. Peace is on the heart, scattered walls apart, so far from those we love. All the children of the wind. There's a morning I want someday to see. All the children of my children are there, and they're very, very noisy, running through my kitchen. And we've been there for a lifetime, and I know then they will never be. To the world,
from the musical Rags, that was Julia McGinnis in a role that was created by Teresa Stratus with Children of the Wind. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some Broadway turkeys for Thanksgiving on The Dress Circle.
Sony Masterworks recorded a cast album without Teresa Stratus, who I think she was simply too tired to do it. And Judy Kuhn and Dick Latessa were in the original cast, and they're going to present our next number, which if I were a singer, I would die to sing. Here is Judy Kuhn, introduced by Dick Latessa, with the title song of Rags.
Open your eyes, Bella. Just take a breath.
Please don't tell me that again. Don't tell me how it all belongs to me. Just take a breath, Bella. Not outdoors, Papa. Every time I take a breath, I gag. Open your eyes, Bella. No, open yours, Papa. Mine are open wide, and let me tell you what I see. Rags. Rags. This land of freedom we had to run to, and now we're free just like everyone to wear rags. It's all day seeing them, all day smelling them, all day listening to peddlers selling them. Rags. Turn to hats, it happens bit by bit. Picture it, Papa. There I sit, sewing buttons on rags. Oh, Papa, was it so necessary to cram us onto that stinking ferry and drag us here to become American rags?
Bella, remember what we left.
Papa, I know you had to.
I wanted to be.
I know how much you wanted to be free.
For
just don't
show.
Say again
it
how you did it all. That's all it seems.
Just wait and see.
And now the dreams have flown.
Things take time.
Use your eyes, Papa.
Give it time.
No more lies. Papa, leave me alone.
Thank you.
Judy Kuhn and Dick Latessa brought you the title song of Rags by Schwartz and Strauss.
Now, somebody somewhere thought it would be a good idea to take Shakespeare's Two Gentlemen of Verona and set it in modern-day Middle Eastern countries. Audiences did not, neither did critics, and Oh Brother closed after three performances when it opened on November 10, 1981. There is, however, an original cast recording. We have Harry Groener in the chorus to sing one of the songs entitled Opec Maiden.
Beautiful lady, let us combine the best of two worlds, of yours and of mine. An Arabian night and a western moon, a more exotic spot there could not be. So hear my prayer and travel there with me. Bangle laden, Opec maiden, come away with me. Lift your frail, mysterious veil and speak your secrets of Araby. Bangle laden, Opec maiden, neath an Islam moon, we will trammel on my camel hump across the dunes. We'll lie on the sands of Sahara, soothed by the sound of the drills. You'll sleep there while I go prepare a hideaway heaven in Beverly Hills. Bangle laden, Opec maiden, brown Arabian child, your lips exude an Arabian crude that drives me simply wild. Persian blue, I pray I find you non-aligned in a third world meant for two. We'll build us a nest with a pipe flowing west for our view. Bangle laden, Opec maiden, I belong.
That was Opec Maiden, performed by Harry Groener and the chorus from Oh Brother, a Middle Eastern setting of Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Our next turkey is La Strada, based on the famous Italian film, and that opened and closed on December 14, 1969. And Bernadette Peters played the role of the waif, and Giulietta Messina had created that role in the film. And thanks to people like Bruce Kimmel, a producer for a record label called Verrey's Saraband, one of the songs from La Strada has been preserved on an album called Unsung Musicals 2. Here is Judy Kuhn to sing Starfish from La Strada.
If he tells you he loves your girlish laughter, since he's met you, he's daft and getting dafter. And it's only your friendship that he's after. Jump for a rafter.
people should be franker, that it's silly to sit around and hanker if his next move is what they call a flanker. Haul up your anchor. That man is doing his worst to make good. If he's in a sad dilemma about his cousin Emma and needs a comforting hand, later on he needs a shoulder or something even bolder. You know what he's got planned. If he tells you he leads a hard, severe life, even harder than any mountaineer life, and his wife won't do anything to cheer life, not a mention of sex in his discourses, then you find out he's been through 8 divorces. Don't spare the horses. That man is doing his worst to make good. If he says you've become a lovely habit and you've his heart to treasure or to stab it, but won't say it in front of any, the little boy type, the kid without a toy type, that looks so down at the socks, if he's sweet and kind of crazy, so wistful and so hazy, he's crazy like a fox. If he calls you a truly thoroughbred girl, and so clever and such a vastly red girl, if he says you know how.
From La Strada, you heard Judy Kuhn sing Starfish.
Bye Bye Birdie was such a hit on Broadway and with regional companies and high schools that the team was asked to write a sequel to it. And they did, but they said, this is not meant for Broadway. We're writing this specifically for community theaters, for regional theaters, and for high schools. And Bring Back Birdie was formed. Well, it was a hit on the road, and someone said, let's take it into New York. And they said, no, please don't take it into New York. Strauss and Adams said, we didn't write it for New York. And indeed, it didn't belong on New York's stage, even with Cheetah Rivera and Donald O'Connor in the leads. Bring Back Birdie ran for only 4 performances when it opened on March 5th, 1981. We've got 2 songs. The first is a duet for the leads. Here are Cheetah and Donald to sing 20 Happy Years.
"20 happy years at Grover Cleveland High, oh Albert. 20 happy years flew so quickly by, oh Albert. 1960 seems like yesterday. Can we throw our perfect life away? Albert, listen, think of all we've got. Dogs and kids and barbecuing. Burglary is not what school teachers should be doing. We said bye-bye, Birdie, way back when. Let's forget him, dear. Get me out of here and take me home to Queens again. kids. Summers in camp, Pocahontas, love to see them smile.
We still owe the orthodontist.
Vietnam and Nixon, we lived through. Poverty and music lessons too.
And those hamsters.
Gee, the kids were cute.
Those school plays were pretty hairy.
Jenny was a tree, remember?
Albert Jr. played a fairy.
Forest Hills is calling. He's at home. 20 happy years. Let's not blow it now. You and I, we've got it all.
Maybe you're right, Rose. You know, we have been through an awful lot together. 20 busy years.
20 dizzy years.
Now let's try for 20 more.
Cheetah Rivera and Donald O'Connor from Bring Back Birdie with 20 Happy Years.
I saw this show in one of the previews, and I was delighted by two sensational numbers that were given to Cheetah Rivera. But Maria Karnilova, who was playing the mother of Donald O'Connor, is not the same character she was in Bye Bye Birdie. She has become a very merry widow. And she had a song with the male chorus. Here is Maria Karnilova to sing I Love 'Em All from Bring Back Birdie.
As a singer, I would never get many votes. For you see, my range is small, only these three notes. Ha 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 is just about the best I can do. Still, sweethearts, this song is just for you. Every man that I see looks so darn good to me. How's a girl to choose? I love them all. Lester's got lovely hair. Chester's bald. I don't care. How can I refuse? I love them all. Workmen, playmen, amen. Thank you, Lord, you made so many. I was shy, full of doubt. Look how I blossomed out. Tell the Daily News I love them all. Not too many moons ago, I turned 21. And I suddenly began to have so much fun. I have put my dolls and jacks and jump rope away. For I found some nicer games to play. So much ground unexplored. Life's one big smorgasbord. What's a girl to do? I love them all. Say you've got some physique. Look at that. Oh, I'm weak. I'm in such a stew. I love them all.
She loves us all. She loves us all.
Some girls crochet. Okay. But I found a better hobby. Let's have tea. Let's have lunch. What the heck? Bring the bunch.
Why just have a few?
I love you all.
Thank you.
I did like the score for Bring Back Birdie, and I'm happy that Verey's Sarah Band did an original cast album. You heard Maria Kanilova and the male chorus Do I Love 'Em All.
Drat the Cat, about a female cat burglar who falls in love, had a wonderful book, had a wonderful score, and for some reason the producers pulled the money. And it closed after only 8 performances. People were outraged because they loved this show and Leslie Ann Warren, who was the lead, so very much. It really was a shame. It opened on October 10th, 1965, and we have to go to a studio cast because there was a bootleg cast recording of this that was going around. And we have it on LP, but the studio cast has much better sound. Once again, we'll hear Jason Grah, and from Drat the Cat, we're going to hear the big hit song that came from this unfortunate musical. Here he is with She Touched Me.
Is she really real? Was she really there? Or did I somehow just imagine her as starving men see menus in the air? No, I didn't imagine her. She's real. She smiled at me. She spoke to me. Touched me. She put her hand on mine right there. She touched me. I feel a sort of tingle where she touched me. A sparkle, a glow. She knew it. It wasn't accidental, no, she knew it. She smiled and seemed to tell me so all through it. She knew it, I know. She's real, and the world is alive and shining. Such a wonderful drive toward Valentine. She touched me. I simply have to face the fact she touched me. Control myself and try to act as if I remember my name. But she touched me. Touched me, and suddenly nothing is the same. One touch, and New York is a part of heaven. One touch, and I'm handsome and smart, and 6'7". I simply have to face the fact she touched me. Control myself and try to act as if I remember my name. But she touched me. She touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
That was Jason Grah with the hit song from Drat the Cat that only ran for 8 performances, She Touched Me.
In April of 1964, I got a telephone call from a friend of mine who went to previews, sometimes with me, sometimes without me, and he said, "You absolutely must get to see a preview of Anyone Can Whistle because it's not going to run." And he was absolutely right. The show opened on April 4th and closed on April 11th, but Columbia made a recording of the Stephen Sondheim score, and the show proved that Lee Remick could sing quite nicely. Here she is with the title song of Anyone Can Whistle by Stephen Sondheim.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly. So someone tell me why can't I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple, what's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly. So someone tell me why can't I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple, what's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle for me.
That was Lee Remick with the title song of Anyone Can Whistle, and two of its three leads could sing, and the third one, Harry Gardino, could a little bit, and that was unfortunate.
Well, that's it for our Thanksgiving turkeys, but next week we're going to do something that, well, everybody loves at this time of year. We're going to have turkey leftovers. We had so much fun putting this show together that we're going to look at some more of the shows. This time, that ran fewer than 12 performances. So we hope you'll join us next week. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.